This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. On October 8th, Marin County will be hosting the 38th annual Mill Valley Film Festival. The event has grown from a small regional affair into a destination event boasting international prestige. It screened 5 out of the last 6 Academy Award Best Picture winners, but also showcases many local films. One of those from last year's festival is now being released in theaters. It's called Three Still Standing, and it looks at stand-up comics Will Durst, Johnny Steele, and Larry Bubbles Brown. All three seemed poised for stardom during the San Francisco comedy club boom of the 1980s, but their careers never quite hit the national stage. The film shows the triumphs and struggles of the performers who are still plying the craft they love. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with San Francisco directing team Robert Campos and Donna LeCicero about where the idea for the film came from.
You two were living here in the 80s. Were you fans? Were you part of this comedy boom time that happened in the 80s?
Oh, yeah, we sure were. We were huge fans of comedy back then. I mean, it really was the most fun you could have on a night out in the 80s. It had this kind of energy, like you'd go in and you'd feel like anything could happen here. And you didn't go in necessarily because you knew the comedian. You were pretty sure that whoever you saw would be interesting and funny and exciting to see. Everybody felt that way.
We wanted to try to capture some of that, some of the sense of what people go through to create that energy and how it happened then, and seems harder to find now. You know, it's tricky to find.
Comedians were coming out of the woodwork because everybody was going to be a star.
Paula Poundstone moved from Boston.
Bobcat Goldthwait, Whoopi Goldberg.
Bill DeGeneres.
Rob Schneider.
Bobby Slayton. All these guys.
And more, and tons more.
Let's get more.
It was just electric to walk into the clubs.
It was such a big boom.
So the movie takes us back to the height of that 80s San Francisco comedy scene, and then shows us the collapse of that vibrant scene. And then you show how these three guys just keep on keeping on in a different time and environment in today's scene. So I couldn't help but think about the larger context of this story about the comedy scene, but just about the changing economy and the changing ecology of the Bay Area. Is that something that you thought about while you were making the film?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's something that's relevant to a lot of people. I mean, people in the media. So many friends who've been downsized, and so many situations where you've seen people, you know, get squeezed and budgets get squeezed and people struggling to, and yet the people at the top are doing fine. And it's the same thing in comedy.
Comedians talk about how a 1% of comedy has been created, where, you know, and I love Louis C.K. I think he's wonderful. There's a lot of great comics up at the top, but they are at the top and they are making big money, whereas the comics who are wonderfully talented and have such a wide array of material are not making anything that you could survive on.
So like in so many professions, the middle class is disappearing. There used to be a middle class of comedy here in the Bay Area. Headliners could make a comfortable living doing comedy here, and there isn't the case anymore. It's either you're making the really big money and you're in LA or New York, or you're kind of volunteering your time and going to open mics. There's not a lot of in between.
A lot of Americans have been through a different form of this. How odd that here we're talking about comedians. I'd never really thought about that issue of comedians or artists like that as such getting downsized.
With the comedians, you can see right up front how talented they are, you know, and how they've only gotten better as they've gotten older. They shouldn't be downsized. Our three guys, Will Durst and Larry Bubbles Brown and Johnny Steele, have only gotten better, and yet they're getting downsized. We had the thought while making this movie that hopefully people will see it and say, you know, yeah, I've gotten better. I shouldn't be downsized.
To think that, you know, if somebody's over 40, they're ready to be put out to pasture is really not a healthy notion for the market, you know.
Or for the soul.
Yes,
right.
Definitely
exactly.
Not for the soul.
And then the clubs got
they got bought up, either closed or got bought up by one entity, and it became harder to get booked in the clubs.
This club closed, and that club closed. It's just a sort of chipping away. It wasn't one big asteroid that killed the comedy dinosaur. It was a little chipping, chipping, chipping. Turlock, California, in the Central Valley. That's not a good gig that doesn't pay a lot of money.
Would you please welcome Will Durst. Will, where are you at? I can't see a thing.
Turlock, yeah, my career is skyrocketing. My life sucks. The world hates me. I'm living in a cartoon.
We knew we'd still be willing to do it for free. And they discovered our secret. It was the one fear we most regretted coming true.
And I'm speaking with Robert Campos and Donna Lo Cicero, the directors of Three Still Standing, which is showing at the Mill Valley Film Festival this week. Your film is dedicated to Robin Williams, who, as we know, tragically just passed away in August. And he was someone that made it to the big time, but did stay around in the Bay Area. So can you just talk a little bit more about his role in the film and his significance for the comedians that you have, that you profile in the film?
He's been a big part of this film because he agreed to do it, but he did not want to overshadow the guys. And so everything that we did with him, we had to run by him to make sure that he wasn't overshadowing the guys. And so we've been dealing with him a lot. We don't know him well, but like everybody in the world felt his death in a way that is just, I don't know what the adjective is.
Well, it's just such a huge loss for someone who's been such a presence in so many of our lives.
My very first set in San Francisco after I had come home, I was scared to death. Robin Williams popped in right before I went on stage.
So he would just show up and go, is there a chance I can go on tonight? Jeer, yeah.
The word would go out on Clement Street and people would flock into the zoo. Robin's here, Robin's here. And the place would be packed, dead packed.
All the animals that James wants kicked out of every national forest. Now that he's sold all the national forests. It's so sad seeing moose and squirrels in the highway. Going north?
We had audiences at the Holy City Zoo because of him.
I think that there's some reinvention in this film. I think that each of these guys, in one way or another, has figured out a way to, each of these three characters, has figured out a way to stay connected to their art. And they're vastly different from one another, which is something we liked about them. There's something about stand-up comedy that they all just love so much that they're willing to keep pushing, keep finding ways to reinvent themselves so they can stay in it.